Anderson Fans Podcast, episode 202 for Tuesday, November 1st, 2016. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Thank you for joining us.
I love that. What's wrong? Dancing letters just makes you happy.
I know, right?
Just like, I want to dance.
So here we are, podcast 202. Woo! Today happens to be...
8 years.
An anniversary for us.
We celebrate two anniversaries every year. Our dating anniversary, which is November 1st, and how perfectly timed our wedding anniversary is exactly 6 months later on May 1st.
I can't screw it up then. I can't screw it up. So.
You know, it's just another chance to give pens.
So I didn't get Lisa anything, but...
Yes, you did.
I did, actually. Here, I had this little box. Isn't that cute?
Where did we pick this up? In Denver.
In Denver. So this has been sitting on my desk for a little while.
You know, that's the best gift of all for me, is that there are pens sitting around and you can't play with them.
Take it out.
The torture is my thrill.
Yeah, right. This is a limited edition Sailor Magellan. Only 150 pieces. And it's a cool blue and almost a purplish blue.
It's kind of cool.
It's got a medium nib. Okay, so.
So I could use it.
No, I don't think so. I'll swap it out. But anyway, that's going to get inked up tonight.
What are we going to put in it?
I have no idea. Probably some kind of sailor ink.
Okay.
So.
And for my anniversary gift, we have a... it's win-win for everybody. We have a person who is going to clean our house once a month. And that way I don't have to spend my entire weekend, when I'm usually working anyway, cleaning the house. And I'm excited. So we meet her tomorrow. It's actually the same person who does work at our employee Kim's house. So she comes highly recommended. I'm very excited.
So, another anniversary is coming up on Friday.
Do I have to get a card for this?
Maybe you should. Maybe I get a pen. I don't know.
You don't get pens.
This Friday is Fountain Pen Day. It is the fifth year.
You know, we were looking to see how many years, and we thought it was three, maybe four, 5 years.
5 years.
That's
started
crazy.
In 2012. We were founding sponsors. And this year, we are doing a little bit different twist. This year, we're doing a giveaway, a 2016 limited edition Vanishing Point, the Gyoche, in a bottle of a little mini bottle of a Rochizuku Asagao ink. And you can find details on the blog. But basically...
this is like the world's easiest contest.
It's super easy. And you can enter by posting... either liking the post on Instagram or on Facebook, and you can actually do both for a double chance to win. And we are going to announce the winner at 11 a.m. Central Time on Friday, this Friday on Fountain Pen Day. No purchase necessary, void or prohibited.
You're going to have to set an alarm for that.
Eric will let me know when we're gonna pull the name. So... that's exciting.
Yep.
Fountain Pen Day coming up.
Always a lot of fun.
So I'll count this as part of my Fountain Pen Day.
Yeah, it's something.
Gift. I'm just going to put that right here.
There you go. Something else that's exciting. Tomorrow on the Pen Addict podcast will be our interview that we did with the awesome, amazing Brad and Mike. We had a lot of fun. We laughed a lot.
So we actually did two podcasts last Tuesday, it was fun. It was a good time. So that's going on Pen Addict tomorrow.
It's kind of weird to be on the receiving end or the interviewee end of things.
Yeah, you know, but it was exactly how I expected it to be.
Yep, perfect, professional, time flew, we had a good time. It's always fun with those guys, so... that was nice. Brian has been busy downstairs back in the store. which means I'm getting more work done upstairs. You know, we get asked all the time by email, in the store, at shows, where the heck are all the vintage pens? Brian just hasn't had time since even before you quit your job last year. We've just been so crazy busy with shows and new staff and businesses just growing, and we just are hopping all the time. But we've been home for 3 weeks, and we love our staff. Everybody is multi-talented, and we freed Brian up to go downstairs and do some repairs. And there wasn't too much swearing.
No, there's not too much. Trying to come up with an image here for you, but it's not coming up. But anyway, still trying to work out some of the bugs of...
Forgive us.
The new system. Here we go.
So anyway,
keep talking. I'll get this figured out here.
I need to see what you're working on. I don't know. Brian keeps coming up and coming up to the office and saying, oh, I repaired this, I repaired that. We do have a number of vintage pens up on the site. I don't expect that they'll last too long. They rarely do. But we also, bought a lot of pens recently.
80.
Big bunch of pens. So Brian's been downstairs working on those.
Gentleman actually just walked into the store with four banker boxes full of Schaefer pens. This one was not one of them, but this pen, I thought we'd talk about it. It's a Schaefer PFM 2 in the highly desirable gray color.
Gray is desirable
because it was much like the Mandarin Dualfold was not a popular color.
Okay.
And thus, there's not a lot of them around. So now it's desirable. I got this pen well over two, probably maybe even 3 years ago in trade for repair. And it needed everything. It needed a blind cap. It needed a nib section. It needed, of course, all the entire repair done. And it was too much work. The white dot was missing.
So you had a cap.
I had a barrel and a spring and I didn't have much. I found the parts, and it's tough to find a gray PFM 2 blind cap. And I finally found the rest of the parts this year. In LA, and we got it put together. Yeah, it's put together, and I was going to keep it, but you know what? I'm not a big fan of gray. So, anyway, there it is. The next one that I thought was interesting that I would chat about is we had a lady come into the store. Her aunt worked for Parker. And she sold me a bunch of pens. Actually, we traded repair work. I restored some of her pens, and then she gave me the rest. Among them was this Parker VP, very personal is what that stands for. Not Vanishing Point, right? In an unusual kind of a tealish lined barrel. You don't almost ever see it. In fact, all the lined barrel models I've seen have been listed as prototypes, so maybe this is a prototype. I can't say for certain. It's got an unusual nib, and then it has that really interesting filling system that looks like an aerometric converter, but it was actually designed to pull out of the section, and then you fill the converter by dipping it in ink and pressing it. It's an acrylic end on it, and usually they break, so... it's pretty cool to have this one in working order. So I've been doing a lot of repairs, a lot of snorkels, a lot of PFMs. That stuff's coming out next week, and throwing in Esterbrook. So it's been kind of fun to do some repairs.
Nice change of pace from web work and
adding
product and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I've been doing, I just do a couple a day. You know, you can't do 8 hours a day. You just can't do it because you inevitably you get hung up on something that's too frustrating, and it doesn't work. And then you don't want to work on pens when you're frustrated or you don't want to be calm. So that's the vintage stuff. Well, we've got some new stuff that came out.
Some of it we've actually had for a while and just have been so busy we haven't had time to get it up on the site. God, this is such a great picture, Jason. we picked these up in Denver, so last month, actually. No, 2 weeks ago. Noodler's 308 cartridges. These will fit Ahabs and the Neponsets that have the white section. And these are actually, somebody was talking about it today, really great for travel. You can fill the cartridge, the colored piece at the end screws back in or on, and holds 2.7 milliliters of ink. So almost an entire ink sample fits in there. It's a good...
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I like that idea, taking that for travel.
Mm-hmm. I would still put it in a baggie. I'm really cautious, so anytime there's liquid involved, I put it in a baggie.
I never thought about that. I was always thinking, just put it in the Ahab, and that's cool. As a little travel, and they're super cheap. What are they?
$1.
$1 a piece? Yep. I mean, wow.
Grab a handful. It's awesome.
So that came in, and the big news of the week, Nock... Finally, doing
retail,
and we've been talking about this for a year and a half now, a couple of years now. It's been at least a couple of Atlanta Pen shows. The Sinclair,
yes,
is a nice 3-pen case on one side, and the other side's got room for some other stuff. 3 colors, and I like the one in the front there.
Peacock and Coal.
Peacock and Coal, yeah.
And then there's the Coffee and Amethyst and the Raven and Aqua.
So the inside's a different color. The Raven is not a particularly outstanding color. When you open it up, it's just a really, really pretty color.
Well, black is classic Raven, and subdued and understated. And then you open it up and you get a pop of color.
Yeah.
But these are great. And we also... are now carrying the really cool, really fun, nice paper dot dash note cards from Nock. Brad gave me some of these a couple years ago, and I loved them. I love that the print is light. It's not a heavy graph. It's got that dot dash. It's really kind of cool. So you've got the note cards.
A couple different colors, right? Because you got
dusty blue and this orange. Amber.
Yep.
And those are an 80-pound paper. And then there's a top spiral-bound notebook with a red cover. Those are cool. And Jason was just, our photographer was taking pictures today, and he was torturing me by bringing them in when he was done. And I know they have to go on the sales floor, but I just wanted to play.
You know, this one is the one I like, I think. I like this little reporter style. Top flips up. You can put it in your pocket. This one I like. I think this would be the one for me. And we've got to have a couple samples. So
I have two on my desk.
Yeah, I'm going to take one. but nice. I think they're nice. They're going to do well. They're inexpensive.
Well done. Yeah. They're really well thought out.
Yeah. So and you know those. Sinclairs are nice too. The material, I mean, that stuff is really, really durable.
The Brasstown will be available later. They weren't quite ready to ship at the same time. Those are really nice too.
That the roll up?
Yes.
That's the one that kind of rolls. You've got one of those, I think.
I do. I have one. And I love it. I carry it with me almost every day. And they'll come in the same colors.
That came in, and then last but not least this week, we have Twisby VAC Mini Nib Units finally in to complete pretty much everything now except for the Eco. Has its own nib unit. Extra Fine 3 1.1.
We had them for a while, finally got around to it. Quite frankly, I'm looking forward to being home for... 2 months after the Columbus Pen Show, so we can kind of settle down and get some work done and get caught up on some things.
So, speaking of Columbus, we'll talk more about that next week. And yep. I can't believe it's next week already, but
no.
It's 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th. So, basically Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're leaving on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly can bring stuff to the show for you. But it's one of my favorites. It really is.
You say that about every show.
You know, auction on Thursday night, that's great. I love that auction. And right now, I don't think there are any, there's anything up on the website as far as the...
It's torture for me. There are two auctions. I have to babysit twice.
Well, let's see. Let's just see what's in the auction.
There's
nothing.
Yes.
Nothing good. Listed in the auction yet.
Awesome.
All right. So
nothing for you to drool over.
But that just makes it worse, right? Because you never know what it's what's going to be in there. But Thursday's great because it's parts and you can always use that kind of stuff. What other events are there?
There's a pizza party.
There's a wine and cheese party, and that's Thursday night before the auction. PCA general meeting is, I believe, Friday night. Saturday night is the auction.
I don't know.
And Sunday, we're on our way home.
I'm not in charge anymore. It's kind of nice. I can just be a spectator.
Are you going to spectate?
I don't know. Depends on where we go for dinner.
Ah.
Okay. Yep. Last show of the year, and we'll have more information. Maybe there'll be some pens up for the auction between now and then, and we can all torture Brian with teasing him about them.
We'll find out. Yeah, they should be posting something up this week. But you know, I'm looking forward to. I am actually going to be bringing, and I haven't contacted John or Bruce, but I'm going to be bringing my plating machine, and. Getting a little more in depth into plating, and I've had this machine for 2 years now.
2 years.
I have you have the gold, the nickel, you know, perfect for clips and vintage pens and overlays and things like that. But I'm gonna sit down with John or Bruce or maybe both if I'm lucky, and kind of go through it, and we'll see what happens. But I'm looking forward to that. What else?
A couple things going on in the chat. Carrie from Fountain Pen Day made it. How could you forget again, Carrie? I guess he's busy with Fountain Pen Day.
He's busy with Fountain Pen Day, I'm sure.
And TJ asked about Bexley. No, TJ, we do not have any plans to expand our offerings to include Bexley at this point. We've got enough on our plate right now. Anything else?
This could be the shortest podcast on record.
Well, what else is new and exciting that we've been going on in the store? We've got a bunch of stuff in the outlet on the website. And it's, I will confess, part of it is we're gearing up mentally for end of the year inventory.
Yeah, I don't want to count that stuff. I've counted some of this stuff for a couple of years in a row, and
so
I'm done.
We've got a lot of things in the outlet that have been marked down. Some of them are actually below cost. Things that have been discontinued, things we're just no longer going to carry, all sorts of different things. Some really good bargains, and it's fun to watch every day. Some of the things that sell online, the combination of items and things like that. We also restocked. We're starting to really gear up for the holidays, so we've got a lot of things coming in all the time. Dave and Chris are having a hard time keeping up with shipping out and receiving in. We should buy them lunch or something.
We should. We should. You know what I just thought of? What just finally come back in that we've been out of forever?
Section pliers.
Section pliers. And these are nice ones too. I like these. And I'll be the first one to say that I very rarely use section pliers, but I found myself using them a half a dozen times in the last week.
You used to make fun of me for using
them. Well, you know.
You did. You're like, oh, you don't need proper, suction pliers.
Proper application of heat and pressure will allow you to remove just about any part. But I always think that it's important for people to learn, essentially, no pun intended, the breaking point with their hands first. And then they can properly use a tool like a suction plier. But they come in handy. I was using one just today to try to get a... believe it or not, an Esterbrook apart. I couldn't get the stinking thing apart. I heated it. It was glued shut.
Aww, it's great that you're listening to me after all this time.
But, I mean, I've seen people use two of them at one time to do things, so which is why I think I do have two pairs somewhere. But
you do.
Anyway, those are back. What else is going on?
We will have some new product lines coming in right around the end of the year or beginning of next year.
We will.
We will. Some fun new ink.
Can you tell me what it is?
Yeah, you know what it is. Possibly some new paper. all sorts of fun stuff. So it's been really nice to have the time to seek out some new brands and get back with people about... things that they've brought to our attention. I kind of like being home.
Well, don't get used to it. you know, this time next week, we will be getting ready to say we're leaving tomorrow. So,
no.
But it's a short drive, and we look forward to seeing you folks there. We will be in our usual spot in the small room right by the front desk, as it were, the front table.
Right along the wall.
Right along the wall. And I think there is a group of people that are actually meeting at our table. That's how they're going to find each other. But
it's kind of fun to be home base.
Yeah. Well, it's, everybody knows, right?
Look for the grid and the blue tablecloths.
So anyway, hope to see you folks there. Is there anything else we want to chat about this week? Can we cut it short?
Do we have anything cool on the blog?
Oh, well, we should talk about the blog. So let's see, this week, we
are so blessed to have Chris. It's just always amazing to see his artwork. I know my mom loves it. I think if she could, she'd adopt Chris and get rid of me.
Well, you know, last week we had the Sailor 105th anniversary pen on the blog. And, of course, by the time it hit the blog... It's gone. We're completely sold out. There are only 10 in the U.S., and we got a portion of that. Really, really super cool pen. I wish I could have kept one for myself.
We'll see.
No such luck. Think Thursday, Diamine Shimmertastic Moondust. So the new Shimmertastics that are coming out, we've got a... that's kind of a neat looking ink. So... check that out. And what else did we have? Last week's Midweek Mojo. Some nice Halloween-themed trick-or-treat pumpkin kind of stuff from Chris. So that's what's going on there. And
I think that's it.
We want to wrap it up this week. Thanks for joining this week. Tune in next week. We'll have more talk about pens, ink, paper, and, of course, the Columbus Pen Show. Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff. And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Can you say that any faster?
I will try. And don't forget to sign up for the Fountain Pen Day giveaway. Hit the blog and you'll see the post there. You don't want to miss it. It's a cool pen.
It's a great pen.
And
who doesn't like a vanishing pen?
I know, right? So I love
and free ink.
I don't collect them and I have too many.
You have a collection.
I do. So anyway, we will see y'all next week.